KSRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump has spoken with Ukraine's leader ahead of Friday's summit with Russian President Putin in Alaska. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
We had a very good call. He was on the call. President Zelensky was on the call.
European leaders also attended the virtual meeting. The president said he hopes the Putin summit will lead to a second meeting between Putin and Zelensky.
It's going to be a very important meeting, but it's setting the table.
Zelensky told European leaders that Putin is bluffing about seeking peace. Donald Trump later warned of very severe consequences if Russia doesn't end the war. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Justice Department indictments have been unsealed against three leaders and two high-ranking enforcers of Mexico's United Cartels, the latest U.S. move against major Mexican drug operations. United Cartels is an umbrella organization made up of smaller cartels that have worked for different groups over time. The U.S. government offering a reward of up to $10 million for information leading to the arrest of United Cartels' top leader, Juan Jose Farias Alvarez, along with multi-million-dollar rewards for the four others. Three sheriff's deputies in Southern Virginia recovering from gunfire injuries, which they received while serving warrants.
It drew a swarm of police activity near Pittsville, about 40 miles from the North Carolina border.
They were not struck by the bullets, but by shrapnel, it appears. One of the officers was transported to the emergency room just out of an abundance of caution.
Pittsylvania County Sheriff Mike Taylor.
They were there on a warrant service and to serve a protective order.
Taylor says the officers are okay.
All three are well. Of course, they're shaken up.
Suspect James Andrew Leonard, who was originally sought for brandishing a firearm and trespassing, surrendered after an hours-long standoff. Audio courtesy WSET. I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. Marriage is still an aspiration for a lot of Americans.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 73% of single adults ages 18 to 29 said they want to get married someday. 49% of those 30 to 49 also want to tie the knot. The survey goes on to reveal that amongst unmarried people under 50, nearly half would like to have children someday. These numbers come against a backdrop of decades of decline in marriage and childbearing in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for Jews in France, the country with the largest Jewish population in Europe. An air traffic controller in Paris has been suspended for shouting Free Palestine to the pilots of an El Al jetliner he was supposed to be leading in for a landing at Charles de Gaulle Airport. There has been a rash of anti-Semitic acts in France lately, including the vandalizing of El Al offices. This is SRN News. Health officials in Sudan have launched a 10-day cholera vaccination campaign in the capital Khartoum to address the issue, which has afflicted an estimated 100,000 people over the past year. Separately, people within the besieged city of El Fasher are facing starvation due to a civil war.
The Rapid Support Forces have held the city under siege for more than a year, despite the calls for the RSF to ease the blockade with aid trucks ready to go. They have not indicated that they will. In terms of the cholera in Tawila in particular, there is some aid coming through, although it is a difficult journey for aid workers to Tawila because of security and bad roads. But, you know, supplies are very limited, partly because of the access problems I mentioned, but also partly because of funding. Last week, the World Health Organization said it had received less than a third of the money for which it had appealed.
BBC correspondent Barbara Platt-Usher with that report. More details at srnnews.com.